Key 100 with Dave and Jen. Heather in for Jen. Heather, you know Sarah has basically finished her first year of college, Shawnee State University.
Yes.
All right. Super proud of her. She, of course, graduated last year with your son, Zachary.
Yes. 2021.
Not together because he went
different
to Fairland.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated from South Point. But Sarah is one of those people that thinks everything is weird, okay? She will constantly call me out and say, "Dad, that's so weird. That's so weird. No, I'm not doing that. That's weird."
Because
weird,
at this weird, age, they know everything.
But they claim to.
Yes.
When I found out that she was going to be going to prom this year, which, you know, she's already graduated. She's already been through her first year of college.
Yes.
And then now what? She's going back to a high school prom.
Like, it's all
what?
Good.
What?
Yeah.
And I know that's, you know, not completely out of the norm. You know, it happens quite often. But for Sarah, who thinks everything is weird, I'm like, no way.
You don't think this is weird?
Sarah's going to do that. Right, okay. Exactly.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying because I'm on Sarah's side.
Sarah, no kidding, will be friends with someone on social media, maybe even have had a conversation with someone on social media, but then turn around and see that person in person and point them out to me or, you know, her mom and be like, "I know them. That's so-and-so." I'm like, "Oh, are you going to say hi?" "Oh, no, Dad, that's weird."
I'm maybe like that a little with
what?
Some, I mean, I try to talk to everybody, but
right.
I'm not
even saying she has to have a full blown conversation with that person face to face. But if you've chatted online, why can you not at least throw up a hand and say hey or hi or whatever? No, that's weird.
But,
that's so weird.
Maybe it's an age difference.
Maybe. Okay. That might be okay. The case. But then how can going back to your prom, your high school prom, after you've already been in your first year of college, not be weird at all? Explain that one.
Sarah, come on. You have got to give me more.
Yeah. That's what I thought. No, but she had a great time. And
she looked absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I thought so, too. And, oh, my goodness, the pictures are phenomenal. My buddy Howard Settles from OGC Photography did them.
Okay.
And the pictures are so great. I might even see, you know, if I can put some up on the blog so you can check those out.
She was perfection.
And she had a great time, and I'm super happy for her. Unfortunately, I did not get to even see her in person because of the boys' baseball games. Tyler had a baseball game. Jackson had two baseball games.
So you had to split
super
up.
Super busy. Had to divide and conquer.
Yes.
Which happens, you know, quite regularly.
It takes a village to raise children.
That's right. But she had a great time and looked beautiful. But it was not weird at all.
And she probably had friends there because they would have just been juniors.
She went with her best friend, Lele. Absolutely. It was a group of them.
Right.
But, you know, they had talked about it and discussed her going to prom this year. So
it's not weird, Dad, if
not
you have
weird.
Friends there.
All right, battle on the way at 7:40. We have a new champ. Her name is Angie Thornhill of Kermit, West Virginia, looking for win two today. So if you are a guy and you want to take her on, call us right now, 304-697-WKEE, 800-544-WKEE. That's 9533. We'll do battle at 7:40. Good morning. Dave and Jen.